Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. It is Monday. Holy cow. Wow. It's Super Monday here in the Reed House. I am Angela Reed of Parisian Farm Girl, and I am joined by Shay Elliott of the Elliott Homestead. I am here in Wisconsin where it is humid and I have a sweat mustache. And Shay is over in Washington where it is hellacious and she has air conditioning. So
basically, everyone's just dying, slow death, slowly being poached to death.
People keep sending me like, how is Shay doing? They keep like texting me screenshots of your forecast. I'm like, there's nothing I can do about it.
I know.
She's going to have to fend for herself.
I told Stu, we're going to go out to the pond and we're going to see our little goldfish just start floating to the top because of the little sous vide, you know, action. I've been poached at 115 degrees for 23 hours.
What is your pond water temperature?
Hot.
It's got to be really warm, like bath water.
Yeah. I feel like this is another episode because I don't want to go into a rabbit trail already in this podcast episode, but people complain. They just complain. In the winter, it's like, oh, the snow, it's so cold. Oh, it's so cold. Icy, can't go anywhere. In the summer, oh, it's so hot. Oh, I'm melting. And it's like, what do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I have an opinion about that.
Move to Southern California. It's 75 and sunny every day. I don't know what you want. Like, you're alive. Feel it.
Yeah.
Feel the burn.
Well, that's just it. That's why I don't care for air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to feel alive.
Yeah.
And there's something about air conditioning. It just reminds me of sitting in a cubicle under a fluorescent light, blasted. You don't have to bring a sweater to work. And I'm sorry for any of you that are listening right now that are experiencing that scenario but that's what it makes me feel like. At least if I'm sweating, I know I'm alive.
No, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think that like,
but you're in northern Wisconsin too, where it doesn't get to be 100 and supposed to be 117 tomorrow.
Okay.
That's pretty hot.
I don't want to discredit that. Yes, yeah. That is sweltering.
Yeah.
But we also have humidity, which I know you can't handle.
Yeah. No. No. It's much different. I mean, I love it.
Anti-humatic.
I love it, but it is a different type of heat. So my friend just sent Stu and I a text message yesterday and it said, what's hotter, 115 degrees in Wenatchee or 85 degrees in Atlanta? And Stu said, 115 degrees in Wenatchee, but you can't slice it and put it on a slab of bread. Because the air is just so thick down there.
When it's humid, you can just cut it with a knife.
Yeah.
Like you feel like you walk out and it just like, it just,
yeah.
You know, we're at like, I went for a walk. I did my 4.2 miles this morning. And we were at 90% humidity.
Yeah.
Like before 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. It's
like a swamp. But we have moss. So
I know. That's why. Yeah. There's trade-offs every way. There's trade-offs every way. That's what I try to tell people. Like a lot of people here live on the west side, which is everyone thinks, oh, you live in Washington, like Seattle, like not even close.
Even Seattle's going to be hot today.
But for the most part, they sort of stay kind of in this mediocre range of temperature. Well, the result of that is like creatures like you wouldn't imagine, like spiders. The spiders over there are just extraordinary because it never gets cold enough to kill them off. So you get things like fleas and roaches and spiders. Like, we don't have fleas here. They don't exist.
I had a girl in science class in seventh grade next to me who had fleas.
Oh, that's sad.
It was really sad. Like, they were like jumping off of her. You could see them on the paper in front of her.
That sad?
Sorry.
Jeez, way to take it there.
But I do think my opinion about the weather is that it's sort of like a default. Who am I to talk? Because I've already told you I cannot make small talk. But like, really, like, can you just stop bitching? You have to have something else interesting to say.
Yeah.
It's just like this default. Well, I'll just complain about the weather because I have nothing else to contribute to the conversation.
Or it's like, because this is the hardest thing in my life right now.
Right now. Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, when you're going through something actually hard, you really don't care what the weather is.
Right.
And so it is sort of this sign of like, hey, things are pretty good. So I think it's just, it's good to check. And, you know, you're not going to change everybody, but you can just, like, I've been trying to intentionally swing it towards a positive when people are like, oh, it's so hot. I'm like, yeah, great for the tomatoes. Mm-hmm. You should see my pepper plants right now. They've never been happier. It's beautiful.
Good for you.
If they don't die, they're going to do great. Yeah, we went out and pruned grapevines on Saturday morning, our wine grapes that had just gotten completely out of control. We started at about 5:30. We got done at about 11. And by the time we were done, I had worn my pajamas out there because it was just a little fun Saturday morning thing.
Yeah.
They were dripping, like sweat was dripping off the fabric that was draped over my body. It was extraordinary. And I just told Stu, I paid good money to go to the Finnish sauna at that right? fancy hotel I told y'all right? about. Like, look, I just got it for free. Look at
and
all this
my grapevines
detoxing.
Are pruned. All the detoxing.
Amazing.
Drain those lymph nodes.
Exactly.
All right. Well, before we go any further, we would like to thank all of our patrons on Homemaker Chic Podcast. Lots of podcast listeners just like you have shown their love for the podcast by joining at any level. We have a Chipper Chicken level at $5 a month and a $10 level. We have gotten feedback about the Chipper Chicken. People love it when we say stuff like that because it reminds them of some of their favorite movie lines. Mm-hmm. We have specific Chipper Chicken feedback on the show. But our patrons help us keep the podcast up and running. And when you show us your love, we show you our love with digital downloads of our cookbooks, lists of what we've referenced on the show. And sorry, my sister just texted me. I showed her that picture. And we have video version of the podcast, which is really great. So you can listen on Monday and Thursday. And then a couple days later, you can prop your phone up on the kitchen counter while you wash dishes and you can watch the podcast. Mm-hmm. So you can see our sweat mustaches. And yeah. So visit us over at patreon.com/homemakerchicpodcast. And join us as a patron. And quarterly, we do a fangirl call, which is super fun. We pour a glass of wine and we hang out. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of wine.
Speaking of, parlons en.
Let's cue that wine music because we have a special to share with you ladies. So today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about keeping our homes beautiful and fresh and clean, which is really swimming upstream in the summertime when it is swampy and dirty and there's this outdoor indoor thing going on. And one way that we can keep our homes really fresh and beautiful and clean is by enjoying dry farm wines. So we encourage you to pour a glass with us as we dive into today's cleaning topic. And because we love you so much and because Dry Farms loves you so much, they have agreed to do a special sparkling promotion for Homemaker Chic listeners. So I want you to go and visit dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchicsparkling. When you go and visit, you can get a 3 or 6 bottle box of sparkling wines for summertime. Because this is what you want to drink. You should see my reds are just like piling up. Like I can't do it. They're just love reds, but like I want something chilled. When it's this warm outside, I want something chilled. And these sparkling wines are perfect for that. dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchicsparkling to get in. Okay. You can do this as a one-time order. Super simple. Delivered to your doorstep. And why do we drink dry farm wines, Angela?
Because they are pure and natural and classy. They are. Dry farm wines is homemaker chic. So as homemakers, yes, we enjoy an appropriate glass of wine with whatever meal we are making. Mm-hmm. Or we like to have a glass when we are listening to our favorite podcast. And we want to do that in a way that is best for our body. So ladies, dry farm wines are low in alcohol content. And they don't have any of the garbage that your grocery store wine has. So they're, you know, you can have up to like 75, 76 unlisted ingredients in the grocery store wine. And there is no genetically modified yeast. So these are pure and natural. Shay likes to call them the sourdough of the wine world. Mm-hmm. And we invite you to give them a try. They are rather, I don't don't know, like life-changing might be like a little bit of a, but you know, pantry changing, table changing, yeah, kitchen changing. They're fabulous.
Hostess and changing.
Hostess changing.
Yeah.
I actually like really, I have to like control myself to not go into like some spiel at a cookout or something. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to try this one over that one, mm-hmm, that so-and-so brought because this one.
Yeah. So visit dryfarmwines.com/homemaker chic sparkling to get in on this sparkling promotion. It's for a super limited time. So make sure that you cash in on that. Get some beautiful sparkling wines chilled in your refrigerator, in your clean refrigerator, because that's what we're going to talk about. And that way, when you finish your cleaning work for the day, you can have your little delicious treat while you're cooking dinner.
You can have your wine and drink it too.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get to it.
Okay. First, wipe this off, mustache off like this.
Why did we decide to post podcast episodes on Monday?
Because we are professionals and it made total sense that we would get through a weekend with our families and then have content for the world on Monday. We knew we could do it every week and it would, I'm being completely facetious.
Okay.
I don't know, Shay.
Because I'm looking at this.
In our family, we say jalapeno, jalapeno. Because, yeah, rhymes with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I'm looking at this beautiful list of keeping your house clean in summertime and thinking, I need to do all these things. Again, we're speaking to ourselves here. So when we finish recording this podcast, this is quite literally the list that I'm going to walk through.
I know. I'm looking at this list like, I'm sorry, I need to walk away from the mic now because you're like creating these desires in me to go check everything off of this list.
Yeah, which is great. And there's a, I think that's probably why we do tend to speak to these things as they're happening in our homes and as we need to do them, because this is where we're at. Where I'm at last week was like, okay, we've gotten basically through June now. You know, we're finished up our math books. We've got the garden in, like here we are cruising into the height of summer in July. And yet I find myself needing a little bit of structure in the home because we all know what tends to happen in the home in summertime.
Yep. Totally.
It gets so stale.
It gets so stale.
Yeah. The house gets disgustingly stale. In our house, at least, there's like yogurt containers, wet towels, bathing suits, socks everywhere.
What is that? They just like start the day with them and then decide,
I don't want these anymore. Yeah. There's just this air of sort of general sloppiness. And it's summer, right? We're relaxed. I get that. I'm not saying that we need to fight what is.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we got to tighten that up. We got to tighten it up a bit because we're still homemakers in the summertime. We still need to take pride in our houses. We still need to keep it between the rails.
Yeah.
Whether we have kids or not, I think in general, we tend to really let much to go in the summertime. And then what happens is September comes and we're like, gotta get it together. Now all of a sudden we need to be on a budget. We need to be on a schedule and we're going to start working out and we're going to like grocery plan and da da da. And it's too much. It's just too much for us.
Yeah. It's a lot of a pendulum swing. I mean, as homemakers, we do so much better if we can just keep it tight.
Yep.
Not sway one way, not sway the other. And with our theme this season about seeing the romance, I think for summer, that's really important because if we do keep it tight, then we prevent ourselves from getting overwhelmed in the house and we can truly enjoy summer. It's where we just kind of like channel our inner teenager, like school's out for summer. You know, we just kind of let go of everything from having kids and just like abandoning the chore chart and abandoning the wake up and bedtime and all that, to even not having kids and just like losing our routine. Mm-hmm. 'Cause summer does call for spontaneity and freedom, but I think it kind of has to be finessed so you don't lose your way.
Totally.
Those few months. And then, like you said, September comes and you're like, oh my gosh, Christmas is in 90 days. You know, like you just go.
Yeah. I think about it sort of as, you know, we think about walls. Let's say we're building the structured wall around our home. Okay. And we think of that as something that maybe is holding us back, right? From living our best life. When the reality is that can be a mode of protection, right? That can keep the wrong things from coming in, yeah. Whether this is attitudes, whether this is overspending. I mean, because that's a huge downside of summertime. When you get off the tracks, you're just like, oh, it's fine. We'll just go grab lunch or you know, we'll just go to... My point is that
five actually, iced coffees a week, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes these things actually make you more relaxed. They make the fun things more fun because they eliminate the guilt. They eliminate maybe the shame or like, oh, I hope the husband doesn't check the bank account or I hope he doesn't open the laundry room door. So this way, when you want to be spontaneous and you want to just go hang out by the lake for the day, you can do that with your head held high.
Yeah.
Knowing you got your shiz in order.
Right. Right. Yeah. So let's sort of like unpack like ways you and I are going to attempt to keep things in line for the summer. I mean, I feel this very deeply, just especially, you know, we have a lot of beach references here and water references and wet towels in our outline. Hello. Yeah. Lots going on. Around here, there's some summer like swimming paraphernalia. Everywhere, whether it's buckets, shovels and buckets, goggles, all the goggles, and wet towels and bathing suits. And it's tough.
Yep. It is tough. Okay. I'll tell you where I'm going to start.
Okay.
Because in the way my mind works, beginning of the day. So I have been getting up, getting my workout in. I've been doing it, everyone. Thanks for your emails. I love you guys. You're so encouraging. Oh my gosh.
Did you get the one about the goblin squat, Shay?
No.
Did you get that?
I didn't. Why didn't I get it?
It is not a goblin squat.
What is it?
A goblet. You're holding it like a goblet, Shay. Not like a goblin. I gotta squat like a goblin.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense. I stand corrected. If I hadn't said it before, I know nothing about this. Is a new culture for me. New culture. Here we go. So that's kind of how I've been starting it. It's been a really good way to wake up. You do your morning walks. So there is some structured time. There was a few weeks there after we were recovering from getting the gardens in for the year where I was sleeping and I was so fatigued. And I just told myself, it's okay to submit to your body and just be like, you need to rest. But now that can produce laziness if it goes on for too long. I'm recharged. I'm ready to do this. So I've started setting my alarm clock again. Here we go. But most importantly, I think for the structure of the day has been, will be reinstating morning time for our family. Because this is such a great time for us to come together around the table and just say, here's what's going on today. We're going to the lake, or we have this family coming over for dinner, or here's the project that Dad and I need to work on today. We do this, we pray, which is a really important habit for us to stay in. And then we do psalm singing and catechism questions. So it's just a time to get our hearts in the right position for going about the day and just say, remember, like, we're a team here and here's who we serve and here's what our posture should be like as we go about the day. So it's just a, everyone's starting off on the same page. And I don't mind that being pushed back to later. That's okay. Maybe we'll do it at 9:30 or 10, you know, a good time for everyone just to gather together, get off the starting line.
We need to do that so bad. Now that we have a working teenager in the house, you know, he started 5 weeks ago or whatever. And like since then, our mornings have just been fragmented. People are sleeping later. They're kind of like making their own breakfast or just picking at whatever's been made. I hate it. Like
it draws
just get back to like this launch pad.
Launch pad. Yep. I think that's such a great word for it. And on that, you know, kind of in that same vein, as I like to say, everyone's like, you always say that so much. Yes, I do. In that vein. I also say XYZ a lot. My family lets me know.
Oh, XYZ. I didn't notice that one.
And XYZ. George is like, what does this mean? Keeping chore charts.
Hello.
Chore charts. Even if it's for yourself. Even if you don't have kids.
right?
Or you can make one for your spouse.
Oh, they love that.
Honey, I made you this chore chart.
You can use your markers and you can check off each box when you're done and check in with me after each thing.
Yes, yes, you can. With regard to children's chore charts, I think a lot of parents have this guilt like, oh, but it's summer and I have all this nostalgia from summers when I was a kid. We're not saying like, don't give them popsicles. Don't take them to the river. Don't let them do this or sleep. Like my kids slept outside last night. It was a free for all. It was hilarious. Kids like structure. It's good for them. It keeps them from going sour. And just in case you needed to hear it, it's good to remember that your kids should be contributors to your home and not just consumers, especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
They just are like, gimme, gimme. What are we doing today? We're going to go get ice cream or we're going to go see our friends or we're going to go do something fun. And I'm just like, hold up.
Yeah.
Mama still has to work and y'all still need to help.
Very true. They're just gimme monsters. Yeah, it's very true. Plus, every mom, you know, if we're talking about moms and chore charts, every mom knows the days are very long. And they do, you know, there is some boredom that sets in. They start wandering around at 2 o'clock, like, can I watch a show? You know, so they got to have something to do, something to put their hand to. And the fact is, like, you probably had grown-ups listening, you probably had chore charts and you still survived and you still remember the popsicles and the beach more than the chore charts. So everything will be okay. Put them to work.
Put them to work. And important work, not mindless work. Give them something important to do. For example, our boys are responsible for watering the animals. It's a really big thing. I mean, they have to go out like 3 times a day and make sure that the dog and the rabbits and the chick, everyone's got cold water. It gives them a purpose and it keeps them from going rotten. So that's good structure. I would also say in that to intentionally plan fun things. Spontaneity is fun. Spontaneity can also be stressful for certain types of personalities. My kids, for example, love to know. We're going to have somebody over on Thursday for dinner. I don't know who it's going to be yet, but we'll plan for that. We're going to plan to go on a small little hike on Friday morning. Here's kind of what's coming up because it gives them something to look forward to. It also gives you something to work towards as a family.
Yeah.
So plan fun things, even if they're small things, they don't have to be gigantic budget breaking things. It could be, we go to the free parks here a lot. You know, we have our utility district has put beautiful parks in. You can go down, park, play on the toys, swim in the river, and it's great. But yeah, I would say get fun things on the calendar. Jovial Foods has been a longtime sponsor of Homemaker Chic, and we are so grateful for the good food that they add to our pantries. Visit jovialfoods.com. Jovial Foods is an amazing company that was founded by husband and wife team, Carla and Rodolfo. After they discovered years ago that their daughter had a gluten sensitivity, they struck out to find grains that her body could easily digest and thrive off of eating, and that led them to einkorn. Einkorn is the oldest variety of wheat that we know about, and it's never been hybridized. It is rich in protein and has a weak gluten structure, which makes it really easy for our bodies to digest. Now, Jovial Foods is the top supplier of einkorn flours in the world, and this has gone on to develop into einkorn pastas, Italian olive oils, einkorn snacks, and the top-rated gluten-free pasta line. This flour will change your baking world. So whether you're stocking your pantry with their beans, their oils, their cookies, crackers, pastas, or flours, visit jovialfoods.com to stock your whole food pantry with these amazing products.
Visit oldworld.parisianfarmgirl.com. Homemaker Chic listeners, I am inviting you to join my Old World Design Society 4-hour summer session, a unique combination of a magazine publication and online support group. The Old World Design Society is a place for individuals who cherish the elements of a bygone era.
Are you craving design inspiration or looking to skill up in decorating your home? As a part of the Old World Design Society, you'll have access to the full color magazine with no ads, rich, inspiring creativity and education, and best of all, you will meet friends who speak your language. Enjoy a quarterly publication, print or digital, a private forum, design challenges, and more. The summer magazine is now on sale, and our private group session begins July 1st. Visit oldworld.parisianfarmgirl.com. Get your summer magazine while they last, and I'll see you in the group. And together, we will create fabulous spaces. Visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com and use the coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC20. Summer is here. We are line drying our linens or lounging in bed after a long day of gardening, and we are doing both of these things with our American Blossom linens. Softer with each washing, these are our favorite sheets. As fans of vintage linens, these are the best sheets ever. In fact, we call them modern vintage, and you need to be sleeping on them. With a process called combing, all the rough fibers are pulled out of these organic, Texas-grown cotton sheets. This creates the softest, most beautiful linens for your home. Invest once, because American Blossom linens are woven to last a lifetime. That's right, invest just once and never again with American Blossom linens. Visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com and use our exclusive coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC20 for 20% off.
So for in our house, what I do, I have a big, a huge calendar. It's like 3 feet. It's huge. 3x3, 3x2 in the laundry room, in the boot room. And I will write on it when I'm working, when I need to work that week. And so they know, like, okay, there's these pockets of time when mom has to, like, close the office door or do whatever. But everything else is fair game after chores are done. And then under it, I have, like, little miniature clipboards for their chore charts for the day.
Oh, that's perfect.
And, yeah, you know, most of them can read. So at least they can look up and see, okay, like, here's kind of what's on the ticket. Like, my magazine is shipping. So everybody knows, like, it's going to be all hands on deck
right
when they arrive in a few days, and we're going to stamp and we're going to pack the envelopes, and this is coming, you know? So there's big things are sort of written. I have the menu written somewhere else, so they know it's coming that way. But like even this morning, Aiden said, I didn't know we were having company on such and such. Well, you walk by the calendar every day and I've asked you to please reference the calendar, so you have a pulse on the family and what's going on. So that's why I got a big one. Apparently, it's not big enough.
You need to put like a beeper on it. When anytime somebody walks by, it'll beep at them. Light. Like, hello, hello, look at me, look at me.
Right.
I do. I think that that is very helpful. Do you have the type of charts for your kids that that will say things like, before you ask me to take you to the beach or to watch a show?
Yeah.
You need to
understood
X, Y, Z. See,
you is the it. Understood subject, and the chore chart is the understood pre-qualifier.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. It's still a good time, even though we're out of our typical schedule, which is good. It's good to have
it
seasons.
Is good.
It's good to have ebb and flows. We wouldn't be able to hit September with the energy that we do if we didn't. But yeah, you just can't go off the deep end, because then you got to pull yourself out from further away. All right, let's kind of go inside in terms of keeping things clean.
Okay.
Assuming all that structure that we just talked about is set. One of my sort of tricks, I guess, and I think this is one of yours too, for keeping things cleaner inside in the summertime is to eat outside.
Yeah.
So I shared with you guys last week, but it's still very exciting to me. So I'm going to tell you again. I got some picnic tables from Lowe's. I got plastic checkered wipeable tablecloths and put them on. And then I got this massive double umbrella that spans both of the tables.
Oh, wow.
Both it's cool. And it's navy.
Is it like the one like on the...
No, it's navy. No, it has one central pole that goes... Uh-huh. So I have the tables pretty much sandwiched together in a line.
Okay.
The pole, the umbrella's in the middle, and then it has a full umbrella on both sides. So it goes the perfect, it's like a long, narrow umbrella. It goes the perfect length of both picnic tables. Okay.
That is cool.
And it's navy, and the tablecloths are navy checks, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, girl.
And it's basically seating for a lot of people. 16
yeah.
people,
16, you know, at least. Yeah.
And it's just great. But what it has done, I mean, we've always been people who eat outside, but we just find a little place to sit, grab a mm-hmm. lone lawn chair or whatever. This has intentionally been like, here's a place to go. Everyone mm-hmm. having breakfast at the table, having a spot to sit, having a clean place to put your plate. It's changed so much for us. It's made eating outside that much more enjoyable. And the great part is it's eliminated a huge amount of mess in the dining room.
Yeah.
Which is just kind of awesome. Like one more less space that I need to worry about. And frankly, right. I'd rather eat outside and watch the hummingbirds. Is it hot? Yeah, it's hot. Are there bugs? Yeah, there are bugs. It's summer.
Mm-hmm.
Savor it. There we go. I mean, what do you want? You want it to be 12 degrees? I don't.
Right. No. Oh my gosh. That makes me want to holy cow. The lighting is changing. I can't look at myself like that. It's terrifying. We need to finish our pergola because speaking of bugs, you can't like people fight over where they're going to sit because they either are being blinded
right.
or they're on the good side. We have a school cafeteria table. So it seats
perfect.
Like 10, and you can cram 14 on there. You can put 14 on if you need to. just topped in barnwood.
But yeah.
I can't wait till the pergola is up because then I'm going to have drapes that I can close.
There you go.
Breakfast time so we can eat, not being blinded. But I love to cook outside in the summer anytime that I can. Mm-hmm. Just keeps the grease out of the kitchen, gets me outside. People naturally come out to visit with me while I'm cooking. And eating outside is, I would say, you know, even if I was single without children, I would love to eat out. Eating outside is a joy. Mm-hmm. It just makes everything more special, whether it's your evening meal or a morning mm-hmm. cup of coffee.
And you can actually do it for a good portion of the year because mm-hmm. even in the winter, we'll put a bonfire out in the driveway and we'll do something we can grill over it. Mm-hmm. You know, well, everyone will just bundle up and stand around the fire and it becomes the thing to do. You know, a lot of times we don't have a super full schedule. So it's like, what are we going to do? Oh, well, we're going to go make flatbreads. You know, we're going to go outside and we're going to grill flatbreads or we're going to, mm-hmm. you know, just it gives you something to do. You know, and I think one of the easiest ways to actually keep the house clean and beautiful in the summertime is to get out of it.
Yeah,
go right? do something. I know it's hard. It's hard when it's really hot. But like there's something about this just submission to the heat and like letting it just not fighting it, just kind of letting it come over you that I think is really beautiful. And, you know, people traditionally have found ways to sort of balance this. So at least here where I'm from, people go and hike up in the mountains because it's mm-hmm. way cooler up in the mountains. And it doesn't take long at all to get up into an elevation here the way that we're situated. And so you can go. And most of these hikes that people will go on in the summer, they have an alpine lake at the top. Mm. So you hike up to the top and you jump in this freezing cold water. And then you hike down and you've had this beautiful time or going to some sort of body of water, going to do something.
Yeah. Nature related.
Nature related. Yeah.
Yeah. Not the, I don't know. I'm not one for the museums in the summer and like the aquariums and things like that because they're packed with people and it's hot and it's sweltering and you're standing in line. And mm-hmm. once I made the mistake of taking my kids to the aquarium on the free day, whoops.
Won't
with
do
like
that
strollers
again.
And, oh yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Yep. I think that's just good to remember when you need some space in your house. Your house does need a little bit of time to rest and you need to be able to come back to it with fresh eyes. But if we're going to dive into actually cleaning the house in the summertime yeah. and maintaining the cleanliness of it, at least again, where I am, this is like the season of cobwebs. I don't know. I don't see spiders. I don't understand. But like all of a sudden look up at a light that I dusted 10 days ago and there's just all these perfect little cobwebs. Do you get these? Huh.
No. So we get them then when the weather turns in the fall.
Oh, okay.
And they all come in. They all try to get in where it's warm.
Mm, yeah. So little reminder here. It's really good to start top to bottom. When I go into a room, I always just think top to bottom, top to bottom.
Right. It kills me when somebody cleans, like, you know, they start vacuuming and then they dust. I'm like, you do realize that is redundancy at its finest.
Yeah. I always end with the floor.
Top to bottom. Yep. Shake out the drapes. Go do something else. So it all settles and then come back and clean the room.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Good time of year to clean the insides of windows too. Because when the sun comes in, you're like, oh, that's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
That looks terrible.
And can we just talk about like smells in the summer? Because here in humid land central, things can get pretty swampy and pretty stinky really fast. Mm-hmm. So if we need to have our young men keep the garbage can emptied or use some baking soda and essential oils in the bottom of that, making sure the toilets stay flushed, making sure the laundry isn't rotting at the bottom of the washing machine. Or musty towels, all of the above.
All of the above. I'm not quite sure what you said because I was just interrupted.
But I referenced like keeping the garbage can clean, baking soda,
oh,
oils,
yes. I mean, I have to take
laundry.
I take my trash out every night.
Yeah, it's gross otherwise.
It gets gross. I mean, we have AC, but we're in a super old house. So when we set it to like 73, it's like, I'll keep 90. I'll do 90. And the result of that is critters like ants.
Yeah.
You know, if you leave any food on the floor, they'll find it.
Oh, yeah.
And you come out in the morning and you're like,
we
had fish last night.
I don't know. Maybe the banana peels under your bed.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find I really start using my diffusers heavily in the summertime because even if the kids are just lounging in the living room, doing reading time or something like in the heat of the afternoon.
They smell like kids.
They smell like outside kids, which is great. Dirty feet.
I love it. Right.
You know, just living their full, dirty kid life. But I find, A, they stink, and B, it just helps so much with their attitudes. When you're smelling a scent that's really fresh and really clean, it's a lot harder to be swampy and sour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For kids and for adults.
Yeah. Okay. I got a new quote unquote truck.
Okay.
It's not new. We talked about this last time, but it's new to me. 2 months ago. And I am committed to keeping it clean because as a mother with six kids who, you know, I joke about having had been perpetually pregnant for like 15 years, it feels like. Keeping my vehicle clean was not important to me. It just wasn't because I didn't. If it was important to me, I would have. There was always a child to carry or a bag or something, just like taking everything out. And I couldn't do it. Couldn't stay on top of it. So I'm committed to keeping this vehicle clean. So I am trying to be really good, like as we pull in the driveway, about saying like, everybody gather your things. If you have this, get that, get this. Anytime we pull over somewhere, who's got garbage? Mm-hmm. Who's got garbage we can get rid of? Because it just doesn't seem to come in the house like it should at home. And I've got a basket in the back where I'm keeping extra things. So I've got a dust buster. And for our life this summer, because we're close to the beach, I've got towels and extra water in a little cooler, sunscreen in the cooler so it doesn't melt. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to stay on top of it. I am always so proud of people and impressed when I get in a clean vehicle. Mm-hmm. Seriously, if I've ever been in your vehicle and it is clean, I'm like, you're amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to keep the dashboard wiped off and like, wait, now you're in this time of life where maybe you can do that. And to those of you with small kids that keep a clean vehicle, I salute you. That is very impressive to me. Mm-hmm. This is my moment. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would say is like, I know you're coming and going. There's a lot of schlepping kids in, kids climbing over seats, in and out. Try to keep it clean.
Yeah. Or even if you're just single and you're doing road trips, somehow it just really accumulates.
Yeah. Get rid of the Starbucks cups and the little brochures that you picked up at the antique store.
Yeah.
Just move it on out.
I went and bought a new purse a couple of months ago at a local store and was talking with the sales lady, and we were just kind of having a fun conversation. And she was telling me she has really fond memories of being a young girl. And every Sunday night, her mom would clean out her purse. So she would pull out receipts. She would throw away used Kleenexes. She would make sure all her, you know, her checkbook was tucked. All her change was in her little change purse. Her lipsticks were put back away so that when she started on Monday, and it took 5 minutes, almost no effort. But we've also all had the purse at the beach where the kid's like, I need a wipe or whatever. Actually, if your kid ever talks to you like that, do something about it. I don't know why I quoted my kids that way. But I just mean when you need something, or, you know, you got to run into the gas station for a bag of ice or whatever it is, and then you can't find your debit card. It's just such a small way to sort of just bless your everyday experience that you're going to have anyway. And I think a clean car is really the same thing, even if that means going out Monday mornings or whatever, taking a little trash bag, taking a little bag of stuff to come back inside.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Which, well, it's like our season a few months or a few seasons ago. It doesn't just happen. Like,
right.
It's not going to clean itself.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
And we actually turn, I love going to the car wash. We have a great car wash here. I get anxiety about getting on the little tracks, you know?
I got stuck in one once.
Don't tell me that. That'll increase my anxiety.
I had like a full blown panic attack. I got stuck. The door wouldn't open. I couldn't get out. I was stuck in this car wash. It was terrible. It was like a nightmare. It took me like a good 10 years before I'd go in a car wash again.
That's so funny.
It's really bad. We don't have anything like that here.
I love it.
We don't have anything like that where like you can get the outside washed and then they'll go crazy on the inside. You can pick the different packages.
Oh, no. Ours Nothing. Don't do that.
We don't have anything like that.
No, we just drive through and it squirts soap on you.
Yeah, but I like it when you get out with the kids. You can read a magazine and clean it. And No,
I don't like to do
Not
that.
Not happening. I found like one place in Green Bay and I don't even remember where it is.
Yeah, I do like to get, I make myself an iced coffee. It's on the north end of town, which is a long way away from us. So it's an excuse to get out. I'm like, everyone, let's go to the car wash, which the kids love because they squirt colored soap on your car, which I'm sure is slowly killing the earth. But here we are. And it's just something fun to do. And you do. Then every time you go out into your vehicle, it just increases the enjoyment. And when we're taking road trips or we're going to get ice cream or we're going to visit a friend, or we're going to go, you know, all carpool to this or that. It's nice. It's really nice.
Mortified.
So, yeah. A little bit of extra effort there, I think, is really worth it. That kind of reminds me a bit of the big chore, small chore pairing. So, for example, cleaning your car can be a massive, huge, horrible thing. I know this because I once took my Suburban in to get it detailed when I had little kids, and it basically took them like 12 hours to clean it. It was so bad. It was so bad. It was a big thing. Had I just done a little bit all along, it wouldn't have been nearly as horrible. And so there are bigger things and there are smaller things in our home to tend to. So here's another example. I told y'all last week that I went down to my root cellar and my cold room and I had to like purge it. I had to clean. I had leftover food and cabbages that we hadn't eaten from last year's harvest. And there was old cardboard boxes from Azure orders. Like there was just a lot to deal with. And it ended up taking about 4 hours. I would call that a big chore.
Mm-hmm.
A huge chunk of the day. Well, I tried to talk to myself and say, self, don't let that happen because you don't always have 4 hours and then it just gets worse and worse and it builds on itself. So I went down on Saturday morning. So it had been a week since my big purge. I grabbed up any leftovers that we hadn't finished yet, just straightened things up because people put things away like absolute fools when I asked take things to the cold room.
Let me open the door and set it right here where you need to walk in. It's not a glass jar full of milk. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, you won't kick it over.
It's fine. Yeah. I had gotten an Azure order, so I had more cardboard to take out, a few things that needed to be rearranged on the pantry shelf so that it looked nice and fresh. And it took me about 12 minutes. Now, 12 minutes I have. Mm-hmm. 4 hours I don't have.
Right.
And so it was such a good reminder, again, with the it doesn't just happen. But when I'm going about a chore day, why are people coming in here?
Same thing. Do we have Jesus
trunk? Yeah, but go out. I love you. It's like four visitors I've had.
They miss you.
They love me so much. When you're trying to keep your house clean, don't sit down and write yourself a list of here are the 18 big chores that I need to take care of. And then you work super hard and you crush your family in the process and you crush mm-hmm. your spirit in the process and you get one of those things done and then you feel defeated and then you just want to give up. Okay. This is all like about momentum. So if I have a day, let's say you've scheduled to go do something fun on Thursday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, you know, you need to get some things taken care of at the house. I try to do at least one big thing. And maybe this is like cleaning out the refrigerator or cleaning out your car if it's really bad or really getting caught up on some laundry that you got behind on. And then pair that with small things like make sure the breakfast dishes are done, you know? Fill the car up with gas. Freshen up the tub of stuff in the back that we're going to need on Thursday. Those sorts mm-hmm. of things. How do you go about that?
I don't do a big thing every day.
No, but, not every day.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, I just mean the days where I am like, I can do this. I would say it's probably twice a week where I'm like, okay, get it in line.
Right. Mm-hmm. I today's Monday. So I have like 4 or 5 little things I'm going to do. We were out of town all weekend. So I literally like cleaned my way out, you know, so now I'm just got to stay on everybody to unpack their bags and mm-hmm. bring all their dirty laundry to me. And I'm just going to try to keep it really tight because I'm having company again in a few days. Mm-hmm. And, I get up on a day like today and I'm just like, okay, what will it take to maintain this level of sanity? Because I really like this feeling right now, the way it looks. So same thing like you. Like, okay, don't let those dishes sit there. Run a load of laundry. Cups off the nightstand.
Yep.
Fluff the pillows. Broom up that pile in the corner. Probably pretty good. You know, everything ebbs and flows. So not all my days are as brutal. Some days are just like, holy cow, how do I even run this house? And today I have that feeling like, ooh, I got this, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Which is a great feeling for a Monday, by the way.
And don't you find like I usually have that feeling when I've done just the little things to kind of stay on top of it?
Yeah. It's much easier for me to just, if I make myself a little list in the morning and cook through it, and then usually kind of like a 2:30 list right before I start to make dinner.
Yep.
That makes everything so much easier. Mm-hmm. It's when I don't do that. When I give up the morning list or the 2:30 list, then that next chunk of the day is just, I'm just drowning.
Yeah. It can be a bit brutal. Mm-hmm. One way that we try to stay on top of it is before we go anywhere, even if it's just to Lowe's to get something, I'll just shout at the kids, like either clean sweep, you know, which they know kind of what that means. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, Will, you're on the living room. Georgia, you're on the bathroom. Juliet, you're on the dining room. They all do various quality jobs. Or I'll just say something like, grab 15 things. Mm-hmm. And again, if you have the kind of kid who's like, I picked up 15 grains of rice on the floor, then that's another issue.
Yeah.
But like, get your 15 things done in so that when you leave and you come back, because sometimes you end up having to run errands in the middle of the day or you got to go to swim lessons or whatever mm-hmm. it is. No one wants to come back to a disgusting house. You walk in and you feel like defeated.
I'm super neurotic about it. I got to come home to sanity no matter what, no matter where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what happens is that you get running late. You get behind the eight ball a little bit. You're running out the house. You're going to be late anyway. So mm-hmm. you're stressed. You go do the thing, which is usually something stressful or something that takes something out of you, right? And then you come back and you're behind again before you've even mm-hmm. ever taken the next step forward. And so pushing things, just in really being intentional about being like, okay, well, we have to leave the house at 1 o'clock. which means that at 12:20 or 12:30, it's all hands on deck. We're going to load the dishwasher and get it running. We're going to wipe off counters so that the ants don't come. Someone's going to run a vacuum through the dining room so that it's ready for dinner when we get back. There are these like just kind of small ways of, again, actually just kind of blessing your everyday life, like anticipating what your needs are going to be and what your wants are going to be.
Well, I've got one now. I like to concentrate things. So I don't get so flustered if all the dishes are in one spot.
Right.
If I walk through the house, I'm almost done. And they're everywhere. Nightstands, side of beds, bathroom counters. That flusters me. You guys know I like my laundry all in one spot. If the dishes, even in the kitchen, okay, if we don't have time to properly clean the kitchen before an errand, everything off the table, everything's migrated over to the counter by the sink, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Garden tools, one spot. Yep. Even if they're not put away, at least they're all in one spot in the garden.
Yep. I completely agree. And I think that it's helpful for the mind to sort of compartmentalize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since it's much easier for my brain.
Oh, yeah. Since the theme of this season is kind of stopping to smell the roses a bit.
Yeah. A bit.
What are sort of those like cherry on top ways that, you know, let's say whoever's listening, like, okay, I'm doing it. I'm cleaning my car. I'm blessing the house. So let's say you've done all these things. What are the ways then that you put that cherry on top where you're just like, this is good. This is good. So I'll tell you one that pops into my mind to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, because I don't.
Because we want to make it pretty. Okay. Line drying tablecloths. Where you just, you look out the window and you see them swaying in the wind and you're like, all right, great. Scent is a big one for me. So like once the diffuser's going, I'm like, okay, it's going to be okay. Fresh flowers.
Oh, for sure.
Which takes, I use a lot of flowers for my garden when it's 90 degrees in our house.
Yeah.
But,
and the thing about that is like you know, that is a lot of work.
It is.
Sounds really beautiful and romantic. You got to change the water every day. Yeah. They shed little petals. It's messy, but it's just enjoyment.
And some people don't have flowers. Go trim a tree branch. Everything's green and
oh my gosh,
leaves.
The roadside.
Yeah, go just for a walk.
Those little daisies on the roadside. Yeah. Grab them.
Yep,
for
exactly.
Sure.
But to me, that's the thing where I'm like, I did a good job.
Yeah.
And of course, that's not the actual measure, but it does affect the aroma of the home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm like a child. I love summer. I feel like I go my whole year for these months. I will work extra hard so that I can have free time. Mm-hmm. I will do whatever it takes so that I am rested and the house is clean. I like to go to the beach. I like to take my kayak out really early in the morning, which means if I want to do that guilt-free, my kitchen has to be spotless when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I know me, my propensity, I'll just start cleaning.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. It's true.
Yeah.
Extra effort, but extra reward too. And I think about emotionally and I feel like a battery right now where I go out and yes, I'm sweating. I'm sweating so bad, you guys. It's not even human. But I'm like charging up. Mm-hmm. I can just feel it. And I don't want to feel like I have to escape my house because it's gross in here to go hit the beauty outside. So like we got to be thinking about ways that we can kind of be fluid between the spaces where it can be beautiful. Both spaces can be beautiful so that you can fully enjoy them.
And I do think a key to that is doing less.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, like I'm not sewing in the summer.
Yeah.
I'm not creating little threads to pick up and cut fabric scraps. Like there are things I'm doing less of because I know there will be more to do, like, jam making or whatever, or going to the beach. You can't do it all at once. And I love about what we talk about the show is like just the cyclical seasons, a time for everything.
Yep.
If you love to be outside or if you want to have time to take yourself or your family to the beach or go for a hike, something will have to give. Mm-hmm. It will have to. There are not going to be extra hours in the day. So I would say this episode is about like looking pragmatically at your schedule, at your life, saying, where do I need to work harder? Where do I need to work a little bit more strategic or work less so I can enjoy this incredible time of year?
Yes. And on that note, there's somebody else at my office door. So let's round this out, Sparky.
Wrap it up.
We got Monday stuff to do.
Okay, join us over on Instagram. If you're not following there, join the 10,000 homemakers that have joined us over there and follow Homemaker Chic Podcast on Instagram. Of course, visit patreon.com/ Homemaker Chic Podcast so you can watch the video version of the show. Get yourself some bubbly by visiting dryfarmwines.com/ Homemaker Chic. But sparkling? Bubbly?
Sparkling.
Sparkling. Homemaker Chic Sparkling.
Yes.
What else? Make sure you're getting the show notes from us in an email, all of the above, and show some love to our sponsors.
Yes.
Is that fast enough for the
This was great. I'm sorry. Somebody needed something out of the office drawer. Good night.
Alrighty.
All right. Off to clean the house, ladies. We'll see you guys back here on Thursday.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.